This is Steve Sherlock with another internet radio show or podcast. This is number 63 in the series for Franklin Matters. Let's take about 10 minutes to review what matters here in Franklin, Mass. As the week ends Sunday, April 4th. In this session, I cover the Financial Planning Committee meeting that occurred on March 31 and look ahead to the Town Council meeting on April 7th. You should recall that the Financial Planning Committee is the one chartered as a subcommittee of the Town Council to put together the long-term or five-year financial plan for Franklin. The committee prepared their first report last year. A link in the show notes will get you to the report. The group is focused on updating the report with current numbers. They're concerned about showing where the numbers have changed and why against their baseline forecast. Now, it's very interesting, of course, that the forecast for this year is remarkably close to where we were predicted to be overall. They also need to review the proposed action items and show what progress has been made on them. And while much progress has been made, and I'll leave it to the report to provide the details, the financial situation still requires some action. The choice is to continue to cut services or raise taxes to maintain the level of service we have reached. I know the O word is very sensitive, but there should be some discussion around our priorities. There should also be a choice provided to the voters. The Town Council meeting on April 7th will be a good one on a number of fronts. Representative Valley and Senator Spilker are scheduled to provide a legislative update on the Chapter 70 and other state aid coming to Franklin for fiscal year 2011. Jeff Nutting should then have an opportunity to provide an update on what this means to the overall town budget. As you may recall, the school budget proposed to increase $2.2 million. Technically, they can't call it a level service budget, as they're adding back the late bus. Word has it now that they should be looking more at a level funded budget at best. Wording on the charter changes has been finalized, so now the council will get to discuss it yet again before deciding to send it forward or not. If it does go to the legislature, the charter changes still will come back to Franklin for the registered voters to have a vote and accept or reject the charter changes. So for the full schedule of Franklin meetings, to keep abreast of what's happening, to get involved, to get engaged, check out the town website calendar, and a link to that is in the show notes. And as I close this week, let me remind you that if you like what I'm doing here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something, please tell me. Thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.blogspot.com. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.